Two men went up into the temple to pray. As we see in the gospel, one of these men prayed in a way that was pleasing to God, and he obtained what he asked for. And the other prayed very badly, and he didn't receive any blessing from God. So it's important to understand the reason why one prayed well and the other badly. Well, the fathers teach that the lesson this story is supposed to convey is primarily the importance of humility in the spiritual life. Humility is not a virtue that the world thinks highly of. On the contrary, it is always encouraging people to have higher self-esteem, to believe in themselves, to think that they can do anything that they put their mind to simply on their own power. The world is like the Pharisee in this parable, who credited himself with his good works, and he even considered himself to be the holiest man in the whole world. He said, "I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men." And because of this error in his thinking and in his praying, he went home without having his sins forgiven. He wasted his time, or even worse, he probably added to his sins by this blasphemous prayer that he offered to God. The publican, on the other hand, considered himself not even worthy to be in the church. He didn't go up to the front. He just stayed at the back, just inside the door, and called himself a sinner before God. He didn't excuse himself. He just asked for forgiveness. And because of his humble prayer, he received the greatest gift that God could give him, which is the gift of having his sins forgiven and of receiving sanctifying grace again into his soul. So it would be useful to examine this virtue of humility so that we can practice it in our own spiritual life and receive the blessings from God that the publican received, and to avoid praying or even thinking the way the Pharisee did, who remained in his sin. Humility is a supernatural virtue by which we have a true understanding of our own lowliness in the sight of God. It is a Catholic teaching that all of the goodness we have is caused in our souls by God's grace, not by our own efforts. Now, it is true that we cooperate with the grace of God when we perform a good work, and by doing so, we truly merit a reward from God. But the driving force in our good actions is the grace of God rather than our own efforts or our own will. On the other hand, all the evil that we do can only be attributed to ourselves. God can't be blamed if we don't do what we're supposed to do or if we commit a sin. This doctrine is simple enough to state, but the implications of it take some thinking to really understand. All of the good that we have comes from God, and all of the evil that we do comes from ourselves. The reason for this is that God is the source of all perfection. There can't be any perfection or anything good in something that doesn't come from God. And since God can't be the cause of evil, any evil that exists in us is caused by ourselves. This is what caused the saints to have such a low opinion of themselves. They would say that they were the greatest sinners on earth, because they truly grasped this truth. And they knew what evil they would commit if they weren't supported in good by the grace of God. But humility is not just something negative by which we think evil of ourselves. It has a positive aspect which is just as important. It's sort of the other side of the coin. In the same proportion that we despise ourselves, so we will trust in the mercy of God. The more we realize that any goodness we have comes from Him, the more we will hope in Him that He will give us what we need. And whenever we think it's too difficult to keep the commandments, the virtue of humility will remind us that by our own strength, it's actually impossible for us to keep them, and that actually we keep them only by the grace of God. And of course, the grace of God is infinitely powerful. St. Paul expressed this thought when he said, "And such confidence we have through Christ towards God, not that we are sufficient to think anything of ourselves as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God." St. Paul understood very clearly that the more help he needed from God in his difficulties and temptations, the more he could expect from him. Because God was actually the one asking him to bear those difficulties, and God was the one who was supporting him. Thus, in the mind of St. Paul, his trials gave him, in a sense, a right to expect help from God. And he expressed his confidence in God very beautifully with the words, "Gladly will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." So how do we practice the virtue of humility? Well, first of all, by praying to God to enlighten us about our own nothingness and about his greatness. If we consider the many times we have sinned or knowingly resisted grace, not so much by thinking of particular cases, but better yet, by thinking in general of the perversity that we have shown in our past lives, that will give us a better understanding of our own weakness and our true nature. We should avoid giving ourselves credit for our virtues, like the Pharisee in the parable, and avoid comparing ourselves favorably with other people by looking down on them or thinking evil about them. It is a good idea also to avoid speaking too much about ourselves by speaking always in the first person singular, saying, "I can do this," and "I did that," and that sort of thing, and by bragging about our natural talents or gifts in front of other people. And if we are corrected by a superior for doing something wrong, we should accept it humbly and not make excuses or defend ourselves unless there is really some error that needs to be corrected, which is normally not the case. And then another more heroic way of increasing our humility is to pray for humiliations from God and for the grace to accept them patiently. The most effective way to exercise a virtue is by practicing it. Just like the way to exercise a muscle is by lifting weights, so to practice humility, one must suffer humiliations. And if we truly desire this precious virtue, which is so useful in the spiritual life and makes us pleasing to God, if we really desire to be more like the publican than like the Pharisee, and to be justified in the sight of God, then we can and should pray for humiliations from God so that we will grow in our humility. So let us ask God for this precious and truly supernatural virtue. Let us ask Our Lady to give us this virtue which she possessed to such an eminent degree. Remember that when St. Elizabeth praised her for being the Mother of God, she responded by saying that God has regarded the lowliness of his handmaid, and he who is mighty has done great things for me. Let us have the humility of the publican in asking God with true contrition and humility to have mercy on us, poor sinners, and by God's grace, even if we are great sinners like the publican, we will, like him, go home today justified in the sight of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.